Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Hope everybody's having a great weekend dealing with the heat. Understand from weather forecast coming up this coming week, we may have a return visit from the remnants of Hurricane Barry. Went up and made a loop through the southeast and is heading back toward the Lone Star State to give us some rain. We'll take it. We can use it. Never turn down rain, but got some weather that we continue to deal with. But the good thing, and I tell people this, and it's a mind game that I play, is every day that passes, we're a little bit closer to fall. We're about through July, then we make it through August, and then things will start to get a lot better. Speaking of a lot better, the outdoor industry and the innovations that have taken place, and when it comes to shooting, much of it generates from the military. And got a guy that I've known for a while now. He's kind of schooling me, if you will, on various night vision and thermal imagery. And for those that like to hunt at night, opening up a whole new world. Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal, will be joining us. Had a chance for myself, along with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. We did a hog hunt with a number of manufacturers. Clifford showed up, and Tom took a nice big old fat hog up in the hill country back this spring. So we'll be catching up, talking about the do's, don'ts, the truce, as well as dispelling some myths. So we got a good show headed your way, along with the outdoor report and our best bets. So y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend. Tell you what, I certainly appreciate you making this program a part of your weekend plans. And, you know, longtime listeners to this program will know that I regularly tout hunters and anglers standing together. Together, we are a mighty force that really has some pull and some strength. And I encourage you to continue to become informed and just not discount. We posted something on Facebook on the Texas Outdoors Journal website, and someone said, oh, well, that's over in Florida. Why is Texas Outdoors Journal posting something over in Florida? And what we're doing is we're sharing what's going on around the country. We're not isolationists here in Texas. We're aware of what's going on around the country as well as the world. But we know that that the liberal Democrats continue to try to infringe on our Second Amendment rights, and they try to go after various segments of the outdoor industry. In the national news this week, here's what I'm talking about. The presumed Democratic presidential frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden, has put the entire firearms manufacturing industry in his crosshairs. He said, our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA, the gun manufacturers. And that type of attitude is just pervasive throughout the liberal left. And it seems as though that the more that party leans to the left, the more apparent it's becoming. And if they and the affront is not just at the national level, it's also at the state level. I mean, we have recited numerous instances of where gun manufacturers have left various states because of issues and a lack of being welcomed, you know, in those states. Here's another example. Vista Outdoors, huge outdoor conglomerate, has announced that it completed the sale of the legal entity operating its Savage Arms and Stevens Firearms brand to a financial buyer for a total purchase price of $170 million. Okay. REI. Now, anybody that does camping or hiking, trekking, things of that nature, familiar with the REI brand, but they've announced that it would resume selling Giro, Bell, Camelback, Blackburn, and Camp Chef products, all owned by Vista Outdoors, after Vista announced the sale of Savage Arms. So here's a recreational retailer saying, if you in your portfolio you've got a firearm manufacturer, we're not going to sell the products that are relating to us. But now that you've sold it, we'll sell your other products. Think about that for a while. There is some good news, and it's even bipartisan, which sometimes we forget to how that word is even phrased or spoken. But fish and wildlife populations are under increasing pressure from habitat loss. Invasive species, emerging diseases, and extreme weather events in Texas throughout the country. As many as one-third of our nation's species are on the brink of becoming threatened or endangered. But a bill just introduced to Congress seeks to reverse this trend. House Resolution 3742, known as the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, or RAWA, R-A-W-A, would provide $1.3 billion annually to state initiatives and $97.5 million to tribal nations to support at-risk fish and wildlife populations and their habitats. The funding would come from existing revenues and would not require any new taxes. Texas would get an estimated more than $50 million per year. U.S. Representative Debbie Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, and Jeff Fortenberry, Republican from Nebraska, introduced the bipartisan legislation with 61 original co-sponsors and with nationwide support from conservationists, hunters, anglers, business people, oil and gas company representatives, and the outdoor recreation industry. Texas is home to more than 1,300 of the 12,000 species identified nationwide as species of greatest concern. House Resolution 3742 would be a game changer for fish and wildlife in Texas and across the country, said John Shepard, Texas Alliance for American Fish and Wildlife spokesman. Healthy fish and wildlife population, the backbone of Texas' multi-billion dollar outdoor recreational economy, Shepard said, which includes hunting, angling, wildlife watching, kayaking, nature tourism, camping, and hiking. Now, particular interest for private lands, states like Texas, the funding could expand cost-sharing programs for private landowners to conduct voluntary wildlife and habitat stewardship activities on their property. It could also be used to fund educational programs and introduce more Texans to outdoor recreational opportunities. Remember, in Texas Outdoors Journal a few months back, we published in our Texas Outdoors Journal, or TOJ notebook, about how millennials are starting to embrace hunting because that is a natural game product without any additives to it. Don't care why they come to the dance, just as long as they show up at the dance. So anyway, the Recovering American Wildlife Act gained a lot of support in the last congressional session. 116 members of Congress co-sponsored the House bill, evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. Texas had the second highest number of co-sponsors of any state, 13, including 6 Republicans and 7 Democrats. Here in the Lone Star State, we mentioned to you, Harold was asking and we answered last week, yes, it is time to buy your drawn hunt permits. Hunt permits applications are now being accepted. And last year, the department received 162,000 applications for drawn hunts. You've got some private land dove hunting opportunities, and this goes beyond the $48 annual hunting permit that has the dove hunting options. The first application for deadlines are in August. August 1 is the deadline for the alligator hunt, pronghorn, and the new private land dove hunts, and August 15 is the deadline for the archery deer, exotic, and javelina. Application deadlines are on the 1st and 15th of each month. The full list of category deadlines can be found online. And quite simply, just go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, tpwd.texas.gov. Pull down the hot the hunt link and look for big-time Texas hunt entries. You can also do it online at 800-895-4248. All right, well, we're starting to talk about hunting as we make a move out of, well, through summer and toward the fall. Still looking at what's going on with the CCA Star Tournament. It's going to run through Labor Day Monday, 5 o'clock, and in the Star Kids Scholarship Division, ages 6 to 10, $50,000 scholarships up for grabs. Flounder leader Ava Scott Bates, age 9, leads at 4 pounds even. Sheephead leader Jance Ponder, age 9, 8 pounds, 3 ounce. And gaff top leader remains Avery Carlin, age 7, 6 pounds, 6 ounces. In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Sartine Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6 pound minimum, $25,000 scholarships are available. Kaylin Pollock is our Upper Coast Trout leader, age 17, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. Reed Dusick, age 12, leads Midcoast, 7 pounds, 5 ounce. And Samuel Kurzales, age 15, is the Lower Coast leader, 9 pounds, 15 ounces. In the Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, Flounder leader remains Tanner White, age 12, 6 pounds, 9 ounces. Sheephead Leader, good fish, 10 pounds, 11 ounce, caught by Hudson Richard, age 14. Jake Carlin, age 14, is our gaff top leader. That fish weighed 6 pounds, 11 ounces. Moving to the adult division, speckle trout leader in the Upper Coast remains James Malone. And Ventris, that's the only over 8 pound, which is the minimum for adults. Only 8 pound speckle trout entered so far in this year's CCA in the Upper Coast. Jake Daniels, our mid-coast leader, 8 pounds, 12 ounces. Jesse Cantu is our lower coast leader at 9 pounds even. Offshore, kingfish. John Bullock leads with a 66-pound, 8-ounce smoker. Tyler Allen is our Dorado leader, 32 pounds, 10 ounces. And we've got a new ling, a cobia leader, Brandon Chiron, 73 pounds, 12 ounces. In the adult flounder division, Daniel King continues to lead at 5 pounds, 14 ounces. Sheephead leader, really big fish, 11 pounds, 14 ounce. Lawrence Richard is our leader, and Alan Leshman is the gaff top leader at 6 pounds, 9 ounces. So far, of the 60 tagged redfish in our Texas Ford Dealers redfish division, 5 have been caught. We've got 2 confirmed winners and 1 pending polygraph. 2 have been ineligible. The third truck, boat, motor package was caught and entered down at South Shore Bait and Tackle. So that means the middle and lower coast, the first two were entered at Roy's Bait and Tackle there on SPID in Corpus Christi. And then the one that is pending polygraph was down at South Shore Bait and Tackle. All right, going to take a break. When we come back, got your best bets in the Outdoor Report right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Celebrating 30 years of winners, the 30th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Troy and Ashton Summerall.
My son won a $50,000 scholarship.
And my dad won a boat.
Thanks, CCA.
Or Hunter Reed.
It's not every day you win a Polaris Ranger. Thank you, CCA.
Or Shane Huff.
CCA, you made me who I am today, a winner.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Evinrude, Haney Boats, Mouty Boats, ABC 13, Shoalwater Boats, and Dargle Boats. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Information also available at participating Texas Ford Dealers. Who wouldn't want to drive off with a new truck and boat combo? Sign up today at startournament.org.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete cat package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends and business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Now, the summer schedule is rapidly filling up, so call the Lodge for available dates. If you're wanting to get in, and I guarantee you, you don't want to miss this, on their annual fall cast and blast, whether it's hunting ducks during the early teal season, the migratory bird season when the big ducks come down, or hunting dove, and then doing some great fishing in the fall, you need to give them a call. For booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000. All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday slips to fair, with Tuesday and Wednesday plunging to poor. Thursday and Friday are two more fair days. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Now, this Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours. This Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed well before sunrise and continuing to forage until mid-morning. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from early morning until early afternoon. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Wednesday, July 24, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday and Tuesday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Wednesday's a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Thursday and Friday are two more days of the double tide schedule. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule. Staying on the coast, got some activity that is picking back up after Barry interrupted things over on Big Lake on Lake Calcasieu. Lots of fish are being reported, lots of speckled trout in Big Lake. And fishing have been really very good, of course, until the storm shut things down. Now things are picking back up. Similar over on this side of the river, on the north end of Sabine, trout have been good under slicks and birds on soft plastics. Down on the south end, trout have been good at the jetty on live bait and topwaters. Trout have been good at the rigs, that's the short rigs, on live mullet. Out of Bolivar Peninsula, trout are good on the outgoing tide at Rollover Pass on soft plastics and mullet. Redfish are good in the marsh with the higher tides. Up in Trinity Bay, redfish have been good along the north shorelines on gold spoons and gulps with those high tides. East Galveston Bay, trout have been good on the south shoreline on topwaters and soft plastics. Out of Freeport, actually between Freeport and Galveston, there is San Luis Pass, where trout fishing has been good on shrimp, topwaters and soft plastics. Trout, redfish, and sand trout, as well as sheep's head, have been good on live shrimp on the reefs in Christmas Bay. Out of East Matagorda, trout and sand trout have been good for drifters on live shrimp over mid-bay reefs and shell and mud humps. Trout and redfish have been good over mud on the east end, and soft plastics and topwaters have been the baits of choice. Port O'Connor, trout and redfish have been good on the jetties on live bait. Out of Rockport, redfish are good on piggy perch and shrimp around Mud Island and Estes Flats. Port Aransas, redfish are good on East Flats on gulps. In Corpus Christi, trout are good in Oso and Nueces Bay for waders tossing small super spooks and mirror lures. Redfish are good in the potholes on shrimp and pogies. Baffin Bay, trout are good on topwater and soft plastics around the deep rocks and grass. Trout are good on soft plastics under a popping cork on the grass in the land cut. Port Mansfield, trout are good on topwaters on the edge of the channel around sand and grass. Redfish are good on the sand and small topwaters and gulps. South Padre, trout are good while drifting sand and grass potholes and soft plastics. Snook are good in the ship channel on DOA shrimp and live shrimp. Port Isabel, trout are good on sand and grass on gulps, DOA shrimp, and topwaters. Redfish have been good on the Gaswell Flats using shrimp under a cork or small topwaters. Heading to East Texas for our lake report, Caddo, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, black buzz baits, and hollow body frogs. Conroe, bass are good on chartreuse soft plastics, crankbaits, and spinner baits. Crappie are good on minnows and green tube jigs over brush piles. Catfish are good on stink bait and prepared bait. Livingston, tell you what, this lake the past few years has been really putting out some good fish and really surprisingly good fish. Black bass are good on crankbait, striped bass on small slabs, troll tubes, and pet spoons. White bass have been good on pet spoons, troll tubes, and slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Blue catfish are good on shad. Big Sam Rayburn, crappie are good on minnows over brush piles in 15 to 30 feet of water. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on chartreuse, soft plastic, spinnerbaits, crankbaits. Crappie good on minnows and white tube jigs over baited holes. And brim are good on crickets. Bastrop, black bass are good on watermelon, soft plastic, worms with chartreuse tails. Channeling, blue catfish are good on cheese bait, shrimp, and stink bait. Belton, bass are good on spinnerbaits and soft plastic worms early and late. Fayette, channel blue catfish are good on shrimp and cut bait in 10 to 20 feet of water. Palestine, black bass are good on shaky head worms, Texas rig craws, and bladed jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Hybrid striper are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, hybrid striper are good on slabs and topwaters. Lake Somerville, no fishing report, but it is still over 10 feet high. Tewakinee, hybrid bass are good on slabs. Texoma, striped bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Heading to South Texas down Del Rio Way, Big Friendly Amistad Reservoir has some good bass fishing on topwaters, jerkbaits, spinnerbaits, swimbaits, and soft plastics. Catfish are good on cheesebait, shrimp, and nightcrawlers. To our power plant lakes, where Braunig redfish are good on perch and shad near the jetty, channel and blue catfish are good on shrimp and stinkbait near the hot water discharge. Calaveras, redfish are good on live bait near the dam. Channel and catfish are good on stinkbait and shad near the railroad trestle. Coletta Creek, we've got channel and blue catfishing that's good on live perch and shrimp in 8 to 10 feet of water. Choke Canyon, another good catfish bite for channel and blues on stink bait and prepared baits in 5 to 15 feet of water. Corpus Christi Lake, black bass are good on Texas rigs, Carolina rigs, and medium diving crankbaits. Falcon, black bass are good on watermelon and June bug jigs in 8 to 12 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and green tube jigs. Channel blue catfish are good on cut bait and frozen shrimp. Ivy, bass are good on square bill crankbaits, bumping that brush with those square bills. Texas rigs and shaky head trick worms. McKenzie, catfish are good on cut bait and night crawlers. Meredith, brim are good on cut night crawlers and kernel corn. Channel catfish are good on cut bait and night crawlers. Wrapping things up in the Hill Country, where Lake Austin, sunfish are good on cut night crawlers and kernel corn. Catfish are good on night crawlers and hot dogs. Buchanan, bass are good on watermelon topwater, chartreuse, wacky sticks, and Texas rig green pumpkin. Scoundrel worms on secondary points and ledges in 10 to 22 feet of water. LBJ, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastics, worms, and topwaters, and on shad-colored rattle traps along break lines in 5 to 15 feet of water early and late. And finally, on Lake Travis, channel blue catfish are good on stinkbait and night crawlers in 20 to 30 feet of water. On the hunting scene, yes, through August 31, we've got a regulated season for javelina in the South Zone and our other open counties for squirrel. That continues. Of course, we've got pigs, we've got exotics, and let me tell you what, keep mention of this time of year because this is when the annual rut or roar for the axis deer continues, and I've said for a couple of weeks that it's really continuing to build. It continues to build. It's only getting better. It seems like we're hitting just about the peak of that hunting season. Before you know it, it's going to be September 1. And we're going to be shooting some dove and getting ready for the early teal season. All right, going to take a break. We're going from the hot weather. We're going to maybe do a little night hunting. Clifford Sheetle, Third Coast Thermal, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman. executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend, and mentioned the top of the program, don't need to tell you, it is hot. And if you're going to do some hunting for pigs, varmints, whatever, you got three options: early, late, or at night. And if you're going to go at night, man, there's some technology out there that will just absolutely blow you away. We are far removed from the Q-beam with the red lens and going out at night trying to scan the horizon and pick up eyes. There's some new things, and I am getting a great education from a friend who has has Third Coast Thermal, Clifford Sheetle. Clifford, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thank you very much for having us on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, I thought I knew something, and then did a story with your assistance in the January issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, and I realized just how much I didn't know and how, like any emerging and new industries, it seems to be ever-changing. And a lot of this technology, particularly when it comes to shooting, has its genesis in the military. Is that true for the night vision and the thermal imagery?
Yeah, that's where it kind of came from. It dates back to Vietnam when we had those ginormous starlight scopes, and then that technology has improved continually. Even up to this year, some of that technology is even better than it was last year.
Gotcha.
The year before last. So it's been quite the technological race. The performance has gone way up, and the price has come way, way down.
Looking at your website at thirdcoastthermal.com, great lineup of products, and I understand that continues to grow, but some of the names are just absolutely household names: Pulsar, Steiner, Trigicon, Wilcox, among others. And back in the spring, Tom Claycomb III and I had a chance to do a hog hunt. You were there. You brought product in, and what was funny about it, or interesting about it, is the first night we set up, and we did not have any of your equipment with us, and some pigs came in, wind was switching around, and we were hunting over our friends at Slow Glow, their light, and they didn't make it all the way to the feeder. Wind made those pigs booger and they took off. And Tom and I both looked and said, you know, if we had some thermal imagery, we could have gotten those pigs. Two nights later, you were there. We had some of your equipment, and Tom was able to put a nice fat pig down. Tell us a little bit about, I remember it was an AR platform, a modern sporting rifle, and a 308, but what kind of thermal imagery was he shooting?
I believe that night we had a Pulsar Trail XP50.
Okay.
And that's a an excellent short-range scope. It's got a built-in recorder. The battery pack that it's got on it, you can swap out the battery pack that's rechargeable. Very simple, very easy, and you get all night long runtime on the silly thing. So they're great. But on that particular night, I think y'all were able to see just how clearly you can see things with that thermal technology. And that's what started us in the business was the thermal had come down, and we saw an opportunity to bring it to people. And what we like to do is just have a conversation with folks. We encourage them to call us and ask us blunt questions about what's going to work for them. And just because their buddy bought this model or that model doesn't mean necessarily it's, you know, the perfect choice for them budget-wise and where you're going to hunt and what you're going to hunt for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're visiting with Clifford Cheadle from Third Coast Thermal, their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. You mentioned something just a moment ago talking about short range. As I look through the website and as I continue my education, it makes reference to medium range. What are we talking about distance-wise when you're talking about different ranges?
Part of that's dependent upon the terrain.
Okay.
What's long range in Montana would be insane in Louisiana.
Right.
In Louisiana, you've got a lot of quick, short shots, more so than you do those wide open spaces. We've got our pine forests, and we've got a lot of farmland, and we've got a lot of, we'll call them ranch roads. Down in South Texas, we'll call them a sendero. But it just kind of depends, and a lot of it depends on the species, because I can see a hog a lot further than I can see a coyote just because they're much larger, a thermal signature. And I think the biggest thing for people to realize is the more money you throw at this, the further your identification distance becomes. But as long as you can detect the animal, you can close the distance and save yourself quite a bit of money. Once you figure out for sure what it is, then you can make the decision whether to engage that animal or not.
Very good. Okay, that's a great point. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Clifford, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation on hunting at night with thermal imagery with Clifford Cheadle from Third Coast Thermal right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I am Tracy Claypack. Jeff and I have been farming for about 38 years. Our boys came in to farm with us in 06, and Capital Farm Credit was able to work with us and help us. My husband and boys are farming land that they have farmed for the last four generations. Capital Farm Credit has been there for us. They actually know what farmers need. Our future plans are to continue working with Capital Farm Credit and make our future better.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation about night hunting with Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal. Their website is thirdcoastthermal.com. Looking at the website, got different drop downs on products that you all are carrying. Binoculars, day optics, traditional rifle scopes, different configurations, to battle sights. And correct me if I'm wrong, but when you configure using thermal, are we using a battle site and then clipping the thermal imagery ahead of that? Is that the way that works?
That's a real good question. We found for most of our people that the clip-on is not the optimal way to go. It's more of a dedicated device. You end up getting, you're carrying around a whole lot less weight. And most people end up with a nighttime rifle. Now, a lot of them have QD mounts, like our trail that we talked about a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
We would provide it at no cost. We would give you a QD mount to go with it. And that way you can take it off so you're scanning all night long without pointing your rifle at everything. And it's a whole lot easier and it's a whole lot safer.
Okay. So you've got a quick disconnect mount. You're scanning, not pointing a rifle in any
right.
direction. But then when you get ready to take a shot, then what you mount it up and...
Yeah, you put it back in the same slot
right.
that you took it off of, and you're good to go. Now, if you've got something that's permanently mounted, we would recommend that you... You know, like, let's say you've already got a night vision scope. We would tell you to look at getting you a monocular. So you're just... It's kind of like a binocular that you're used to scanning with for deer in the daytime.
Right.
But this could be either like an Accolade or a... Helion or any of the other brands. The one of the top ones out there is the that Trigicon M250XR, which I'd say, you know, is extreme range. That thing is amazing at long distances, and you can spot your animals real quick, decide if it's something that you need to investigate and go deal with it. So
All right.
Got a lot more access to night vision now than we had when we got started. We started out purely as thermal, but now we're adding a lot of night vision in, and it's not on the website yet, but we've got other brands that aren't on the website, like Envision Optics. They've got thermal and night vision. But we're real big on the Zeiss product line, and for those of you that have a smartphone, you can download a free app from Zeiss, a Zeiss hunting app. And it's got some amazing features to it. If you've got binoculars from Zeiss that will feed into with a laser rangefinder, it will feed in data to your load for your gun. It's a pretty cool setup. And for the more affordable setup, we've got the Ryton full line of scopes, and those are much more affordable. That pretty much anybody can do that. And with a nice Ryton scope and one of Murray's slow glows that I know that you've probably talked about to people in the past, we're real high on those. Those slow glow devices are amazing. They're efficient, and you can hunt at night over one of those with or without night vision. They've got an IR model now that we're going to carry. It's got the green light and the IR light. So either way, depending upon who's going with you, you might switch it around to green light. Or the IR light is, of course, our favorite because it gives almost no notice to the animals.
You know, after our hunt back in April, as Tom and I were leaving the ranch, we were talking and just kind of replaying what had taken place over those 3 days. And you mentioned slow glow. That certainly is an option. I was told Murray, man, don't discount using the night vision or the thermal, you know, as I mean, these are tools, and you don't
absolutely.
Limit.
And the way we look at it is it's a hand and glove. It all works together as a system. It's not either or.
Right.
They work together. So why not take advantage of all the technology you can and not limit yourself? If I was going to start out hunting pigs, what I would tell somebody is go get that slow glow that's got the IR and the green light. And if you don't have a night vision yet, then put it on the green light. It'll work just great. But once you do get night vision, you get an edge. Then you can flip it over to the IR light, and it works, I think, even better. You know, the green light works wonderfully, but the IR light fits my style of hunting a little better. And then you've got your thermal that really reaches out there. You don't really you're a lot more mobile with your thermal than you are with hunting over a feeder, let's say. You can go, we've got one of our guys just got a contract to take out coyotes in an 11,000 acre piece of property. So he's going to be very mobile. So he's got his thermal going. He's got a long range gun. He uses our Kopjaeger tripod system with the Reaper grip. And that enables him personally to shoot further than he could have without a tripod.
That's part of the fun. That's part of the fun of this technology, is you kind of stick your toe in the water, and then it's your foot, and then you just continue to expand, and it provides additional opportunities, as you were just alluding to, with this contractor taking out these coyotes as far as range, distance, things of that nature. Real quick before we run out of time, thermal is a heat signature. Night vision is what? And what's the difference between the two?
That's,
real quick.
Amplified light. Okay. So whether you've got moonlight, starlight, city glow in the background, whatever is going on, that they take that light and amplify it. Or you have your own little IR illuminator, whether it's laser-based or LED-based or some kind of filtered, put a filter over a flashlight, let's say. And they work great. You notice, like with the Cuddyback game systems we're going to be carrying, they've got the Cuddy link that will let you know that you've got a lot of cameras going off, a real efficient use of time and space and money. But those aren't on the website yet, just like the Zeiss and the Ryton and several other things. We're having to undergo a big redo. We kind of got caught up in some of that Operation Choke Point nonsense, so we have to ditch our current website in favor of a much more capable platform. So pardon us as we update, guys.
Well, I tell you what, but the thing is, and every time I get with you or you pull something out, I have a wow moment, and then your knowledge, you know, I just continue to be the sponge that absorbs, you know, a little bit more and a little bit more as I gain knowledge. Folks, as Clifford said early on, don't necessarily go with what your buddy said or something was, you know, passed on. Go with someone that's very knowledgeable. Just from this conversation today, Clifford, you know, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal can guide you, utilize the funds that you've got available, and come up with a system that will fit your needs and then also allow you to continue to grow beyond that point. ThirdCoastThermal.com. Clifford Cheadle, we appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News today.
Yes, sir. We're honored. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we've still got more of the program headed your way. Y'all stick around.
Some people spend the summer hiding from the heat, but not you. You spend your summers outside, exploring all of life's adventures, and there's only one way to make sure your summer lives up to that. Experience it in a Jeep SUV during the summer of Jeep. Whether you're exploring your city in a Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year, or scaling summits in a Jeep Cherokee with best-in-class 4x4 capability. Maybe you'll spend summer finding the perfect view in a Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or maybe you'll take an impromptu beach trip in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. For great deals on the best-selling SUV brand, visit your dealer during the summer of Jeep. Based on Jeep Cherokee offering 2-speed power transfer unit, PTU, with rear locking axle, low range 4x4 capability, exclusive Jeep Select Terrain with 5 settings, auto snow, sand, mud, rock sport, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on total 2018 SUV sales and awards light vehicle segment, Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News, and it is full. Of course, going through September 2nd, we mentioned earlier the CCA Star Tournament statewide. Going on now through September 5, we've got 97 days of red snapper fishing in federal waters, and that should run through September 5. Going on this Sunday, the 29th annual Texas Hunter and Sportsman's Expo at the McAllen Convention Center. For more information, TexasHunterAssociation.com. July 25, the Archery Clinic at the LBJ State Park and Historic Site. Bows and arrows provided. For information, call 830-644-2252, extension 224. July 26, the Washington County Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Brenham. Information, NWTF.org. July 27, the Texas Gulf Coast Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Alvin, 281-245-9723, or visit www.remef.org. And finally, July 27, Archery 101, Estero Llano Grande State Park in Weslaco. For information, give them a call at 956-565-3919. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
I tell you what, we want to thank our guest this week, Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal. Guy is just a wealth of information. Their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. If you're looking to get into some night hunting, night vision, thermal imagery, IR stuff, you really ought to give them a call and visit. They'll save you some money, and they will help you use your money wisely. Next week, Harold will be here by himself. I'm heading to Northwest Territories to fish No Nacho Lake. Really excited about going up there. About as remote an area as you can get. Only operator on this 305-square-mile lake. So we'll give you a report when I get back. Until then, want you all to be safe because we want you back next week. For more Texas Outdoor News, Bill Olson signing off. We'll catch up with you on Down the Road.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.